Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Beshamay Omer, Beshamay say, Ein Misalgen es HaTrisin B'Yom Tov. It is not permitted to remove the Trisin on Yom Tov. So what's Trisin? Trisin are these doors that are attached to different types of boxes or cabinets, and Beshamay are of the opinion that it is prohibited to detach the door from these boxes or cabinets on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're doing the act of Soser of destroying on Yom Tov, which is prohibited. Ubeis Hillel, Matirin, Aflahachzir. Beis Hillel says it's permitted not only to remove it, but even to return it back onto the box. Right? They say, not only can you remove these trisin from their boxes in order to take out from it, your various ochal nefesh, the food, right? For food it'd be permitted on Yom Tov, but even to return it back to their place. We don't say that, like, you know, it's like bone, like building. It's permitted. Why? Because if we didn't let you return it back to his place, right, then you wouldn't want to remove it to begin with. And then that would reduce your simcha, your joy of Yom Tov. You want to access whatever food's there. So therefore, it's permitted, according to Beis Hillel, to remove it and to return it back to the boxes. And the Gemara explains that there's, the way the machlokas, the debate over here is as follows. If the trisin have like these latches on it from the side, okay, then even Beis Hillel agree it's prohibited even to remove it off of the boxes and off of the cabinets to access your food, because that really looks like, you know, a binyan, like building, and that's prohibited on Yom Tov. And if these trisin have no latches whatsoever, then even Beis Shammai would agree that it's permitted to remove it and even to return it, right? Even if it's, you know, attached to a physical house. Because if there's no lashes, there's no problem of building or destroying. Where is the machlokas? Where is the debate? The debate is if you have trisin, you have these doors of these boxes and these cabinets that have a latch in the middle, okay? And that means they say like this, they have these two pegs of wood that stick out, one on top and one on bottom, and that from the doors they, you know, meet the box or the cabinet into these openings, you know, one on top, one on bottom, and then they would click over there like that. So, according to Beis Shammai, they say there's a gezeira. We make an enactment that you cannot use boxes that have latches in the middle, lest you use boxes that have latches on the side, which everyone agrees is prohibited. Whereas Beis Hillel hold that no, if the latches are in the middle, it's not so, you know, set, and that wouldn't be a problem, and because we don't want to reduce your joy of Yom Tov, that's okay. And we're not concerned in the case that the latches are on the side, because then over there, Beis Hillel will say that everyone knows that you can't use, you know, you can't remove those type of doors on Yom Tov. So that's where the machlokas is. Next case. Beis Shammai, Omen Beis Shammai say, a not lanesa es ha eli, you cannot take the eli. Eli is like this heavy wooden wheel. They're used to grind normally things that are actually prohibited to grind on Yom Tov. And that's what this, eli was used for. So let's just say you want to take this eli and lakatif olav basa. You want to use it to grind something that's permitted to grind on Yom Tov. Like you want to cut meat, for example. So meat's permitted to cut on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai hold that since normally this is used for things that are not permitted to grind on Yom Tov, for muktzah items, even if you were to use it for a non-muktzah item like cutting meat, it is prohibited. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel said that no, it's permitted. Because even though normally you use it for prohibited acts, since you're using it now in Yom Tov for a permitted act, letzarech gufay, we say that it's permitted. And all the more so because of the simcha, the joy of Yom Tov, Beis Hillel is going to be lenient. And the theme of this whole Mishnah is that Beis Hillel is constantly going to be lenient in order to permit the simcha, the joy of Yom Tov. We see how important it is to have joy, to be happy on Yom Tov. Here's another one. Beis Shammai Omer Beis Shammai say, Ein nosen esa'ar lefnei hadarsin. If you have an animal that you slaughtered on Yom Tov and you skinned it on Yom Tov, it's prohibited to take the leather and place it in a place where many people are going to step on it. Because you don't want to just leaving it, you don't want to leave it laying around. Leather, you want it to be stepped on because that keeps it fresh and keeps it worked. So Beis Shammai say, you can't do it. Because it looks like the beginning process of Ibud, of working the leather. And that's prohibited to do on Yom Tov. Not only that, v'lo yag bihenu, you can't even pick it up. The moment you're done shechting the animal and skinning it, you just gotta let it fall to the floor. They say it's totally muktzah, the skins. Elim ken yishimo kazayas baser, unless there's a kazayas, a share of an olive, you know, attached to the meat, then we say you can move it, you know, because of the meat that's attached to it. But otherwise, you can't move it at all. Ubeis Hill Matir, and again, Beis Hill say it's permitted to move the leathers, to move the leather, the skins, even if there's no kazayas of meat attached to it, and you can spread it out in the public for everyone to step on it and keep it fresh. And Beis Hill hold, because if we don't permit you to move it and to spread it out for people to step on and keep it fresh, then you won't shech the animal to begin with. And then that will reduce, why won't you shech the animal? Because you don't want to lose out on the leather, right? You want to make sure the leather is up to par and in good shape. And that'll reduce your joy of yamtiv if you can't shech the animal. So again, they'll be leaning over here to take care of the leather so that you'll be motivated to shech, to slaughter on yamtiv, and you won't reduce from your joy of yamtiv. And then finally, the last case, b'shamay omen, b'shamay say, ein motzin, you cannot remove on yamtiv. You know, you can't carry. Lo'as akata, not a minor. Lo'as lulav, not a lulav. Below a sefer Torah, not even a sefer Torah, even though maybe for a mitzvah purpose, lirishus harabim into a public domain, because according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry from one domain to another on Yom Tov unless it's for eating. For eating, then it's okay, but if it's not for eating, even if it's for a mitzvah, it's not okay, according to Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hill Matir, and Beis Hill say it's permitted to remove these items from one domain to the other on Yom Tov, because Beis Hill holds, since it's permitted to carry on Yom Tov in order to eat, right? So you could also carry things that are not for eating, but only if it's for a mitzvah purpose. For example, the lulav, or the Sefer Torah, or you have some kind of pleasure out of it. You know, you're bringing the kid for a walk, or something like that. Or you have some kind of service that you get out of it. Then it's okay, even if it's not for eating purposes, right? You can even carry the key to your house, because you get some kind of usage out of it. Right? But if you're going to just carry something, you know, for no reason at all, you know, you want to carry a stone, so just for no reason, that, of course, they still will agree it's prohibited to carry on Yom Tov from one domain to the next. So that wraps up Mishnah Hey, all these various debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill on what you can, what you can't do on Yom Tov, and generally Beis Hill is going to be lenient because we don't want to reduce the joy, the simcha of Yom Tov. Mishnah Vav, Beis Shammai Omer and Beis Shammai say, Ein molichin chala umatanos lekohen b'yom tov. You cannot carry and give chala or matanos to a kohen on yom tov. So what does this mean? So it says in the parsha in the Torah in Bamidbar and in Devarim, it talks about when you're separating chala from your dough, you have to give that piece of chala to the kohen. Nowadays we just burn it because, you know, we don't have the base of mikdash, but in those days we'd give it as a portion, as a gift to the kohen. And so too, when they would slaughter animals, there was the zroa, the arms, the lechayim, the cheekbone, the keva, and the stomach, that they would give as gift offerings to the kohen. So on Yom Tov, you cannot give the challah, or the matanos, the arm, and the cheekbone, and the stomach, to a kohen on Yom Tov. You can't give it as gifts to a kohen on Yom Tov. Bein shirumi emesh, whether you separated them and set them aside yesterday before Yom Tov, bein shirumi ayom, whether you separated and set them aside today on Yom Tov. Meaning that just like it really is permitted to knead the dough, right, or to shech the animal on Yom Tov, you can even set aside the challah from the dough and the arm, the cheekbone, and the stomach from the animal for the kohen. You can set it aside for on Yom Tov. Though that's permitted to knead and to shech, and to set it aside is okay. But to actually bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov, that's prohibited. We'll explain why in just a moment. Ubeis Hill Matir, and Beis Hill say it's permitted to bring the challah and bring these matanos, these gifts, to a kohen on Yom Tov, because it's a tzorach, it's a need for the kohen, and that's okay. Amru lehem Beis Shammai to Beis Hill, Beis Shammai respond to Beis Hill, Gzeirah Shava, let it be a Gzeirah Shava. Not a real Gzeirah Shava, but what it means is that the halacha, the law, should be equal both in the matanos, the gifts of the kohen by challah and by these other matanos, other gifts, just like truma. What does this mean? Chala umatanos, matana l'kohen. Chala and the matanos, the arm, the cheekbone, and the stomach, are gifts for a kohen. And truma, right, when you have grains, you separate truma from it to give it to the kohen. That's also a matana l'kohen. It's also a gift for the kohen, okay? Geshem, just like Shein Malikin and Satruma, you cannot bring truma on Yom Tov to a kohen, because it's prohibited to set aside truma and meiser on Yom Tov for a kohen. So then, kachem melichin es matanos, you can't give these gifts, the challah, or these gifts from the animal that you slaughtered on Yom Tov either to the kohen. Why should there be any different? So Amar Lahem Beisila, Beisila responds to Beshamay, lo! What kind of comparison is that? You can't compare challah and the matanos of this animal to truma, the tithes that you take off of grains for a coin. Why? Because in a marathon, but truma, by truma, the reason why you don't bring it to a coin on Yom Tov is because Shino Zakai Bahara Masa, the coin cannot merit the separation on Yom Tov. Meaning, it's impossible that the obligation of truma should fall out on Yom Tov at all. Because she ain't chi of truma, the obligation to give truma is only when the smareach akri, when your pile of grains has been flattened out, at that moment, the obligation of truma kicks in. Okay? So if you flatten out your grains before Yom Tov, you flattened out your pile before Yom Tov, so then the obligation to give it fell out before Yom Tov. And since it was possible to give it before Yom Tov, you can't give it now on Yom Tov. And if you didn't flat out your pile of grains yet before Yom Tov, you can't flat it out now on Yom Tov. So there's no way you'll ever be giving truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. Whereas Tomer B'matanos, regular gifts like challah, or the gifts of a kohen from the animal that you're shechting, Shazaka Bahar Masan, you're allowed to knead the dough or shecht an animal on Yom Tov. So then, of course, it's permitted to set aside your challah from your dough and the gifts from the animal that you shechted on Yom Tov and give it to the kohen. It's no problem. You can't compare the two. And once you're allowed to set aside the challah and the matanos for a kohen on Yom Tov, so too you could bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov as well. Whether it was set aside before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, wouldn't make a difference, because you could set aside on Yom Tov. And therefore you could even bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. In contrast to truma, you can never set it aside on Yom Tov, so it's not even okay, it's not relevant. It's not a good comparison. And the Gemara concludes, and with this we finish the Mishnah, that the Gemara actually pushes off our Mishnah and brings a Braisa instead, where Beis Shammai actually agreed to Beis Hillel that you could bring the challah and the matanos, the gifts of the animal that you shechted to the kohen on Yom Tov. It's permitted. So where do they argue? Lo nechgu, they only argue by bringing truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. Where Beis Shammai will hold, you can't bring truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel holds you could bring truma to even the truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. So, and Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai, if challah and the matanos of this animal are gifts for a kohen, and truma is a gift for a kohen, just like you can bring the challah and the matanos to the kohen, so that you can bring the truma to the kohen. And then Beis Shammai will respond that no, it's not comparable. Challah and matanos, the kohen could merit it on Yom Tov. That's why you can bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Whereas truma, we just mentioned, the kohen cannot merit on Yom Tov. So therefore, the truma cannot be brought to the kohen on Yom Tov. So that's how the Gemara actually concludes the final explanation of this Mishnah. And that wraps up Mishnah Vav.